This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed on ensuring a safe, secure and equitable digital environment that protects the rights and dignity of every individual. She said, cybercrime and climate change are new threats to human rights. The president was addressing a program on the occasion of Human Rights Day in New Delhi yesterday. President Murmu said, India stands as a shining example before the world by implementing policies for poverty alleviation, hunger eradication and offering equal opportunities to the youth. On the occasion, President Murmu released three publications of the National Human Rights Commission. Human Rights Day is celebrated on 10th of December every year to commemorate the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The theme for this year is Our Rights, Our Future Right Now. Addressing the event organized by National Legal Services Authority in New Delhi yesterday to commemorate the day, Chief Justice of India Sanjeev Khanna highlighted that criminal courts require reform. He underlined that national capacity of under-trial prisoners is 4,36,000, but there are 5,19,000 under-trial prisoners. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day yesterday amid continued uproar over various issues. Treasury and opposition members in Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha traded barbs at each other on the issues of alleged bribery charges against a prominent Indian business group and Congress leaders' alleged links with a renowned US-based foundation. This is the second day of this week which was marred by allegations and counter-allegations between the Treasury and the opposition benches. Meanwhile, the opposition has submitted a no-confidence motion against Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar, accusing him of being partisan in functioning in the House. In a social media post, Congress MP Jairam Ramesh said that the notice has been submitted to the Secretary-General of the Rajya Sabha. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanyam Bharti at his residence in New Delhi today. His writings instill patriotism in people, brought the essence of Indian culture and spiritual heritage of the country to masses in a language that they can relate to. The 23-volume set compendium of his complete works has been compiled and edited by Srini Vishwanathan and published by Alliance Publishers. It contains details of the editions, explanations, documents, background information and philosophical presentation, among others. The University Grants Commission, UGC, has announced a series of changes to the Common University Entrance Test for undergraduate CUET-UG from next year. Talking to reporters, UGC Chairperson M. Jagdish Kumar said, students will be allowed to appear for CUET-UG in any subject, irrespective of subjects studied in class 12th from next year. He said this will allow candidates to cross over the rigid disciplinary boundaries in higher education. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh called on Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow yesterday. On the margins of the 21st session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Cooperation, Defence Ministry said in a statement that they discussed various issues of bilateral defence cooperation. Both leaders expressed that partnership between both countries holds immense potential and combined efforts will pave way for remarkable outcomes. During the meeting, Mr. Singh mentioned the friendship between India and Russia, saying New Delhi has always stood by its Russian friends and will continue to do so in the future. Two educational institutions in Punjab are raring to host the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon 2024, software edition from today. The lovely professional university, Fagwara near Jalandhar, is hosting the grand finale as one of its key nodal centres, having 37 teams tackling six critical issues posed by the governments of Punjab and Rajasthan related to artificial intelligence and Mentor Connect. In the World Squash Team Championships 2024, the Indian women's team defeated Italy 3-0 with Akanksha Salunkhe, Anahat Singh and Nirupama Dubey winning their respective matches in straight games in Hong Kong, China yesterday. As a result, they made it to the pre-quarterfinals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.